And we're back with more of Lake Effect on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. The Milwaukee Rep opened its 60th anniversary season Friday night with a production of I Left My Heart in San Francisco. It's in a good place. Ticket sales are strong. Artistic director Mark Clements just signed on for another 4 years. And a new managing director takes the helm of the business side of the operation. Chad Bauman comes to the job from the Arena Stage in Washington, D.C., which is, like the Rep, one of the great American regional theaters. During his six-year tenure there, Bauman more than doubled the earned revenue and smashed several of the company's sales records that had stood for more than 50 years. It's safe to say the Rep Board of Directors is excited to have him on board here in Milwaukee. Chad Bauman joins me in the studio now. Chad, welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you on this show. You've come from D.C., and you came from the Arena Stage, which is a really big, wonderful complex and one of America's premier regional theaters. What drew you here?
Yeah, you know, I get asked that quite a bit, and the real answer is that Milwaukee drew me here. I grew up in the Midwest, and so I've always wanted to return to the Midwest. I've worked on the West Coast and the East Coast and overseas, and this is sort of like a coming home for me back to the Midwest. I was very aware of Milwaukee Rep because I did a lot of work with Milwaukee Rep at Arena Stage, and it's got a fantastic reputation nationally, and the right position at the right company opened up at the right time. And so I'm here.
What was some of the work that you had done when you were at Arena that you worked with here?
In fact, the last thing I worked on at Arena was a co-production with Milwaukee Rep. So the listeners out there might remember One Night with Janis Joplin, which was just at Milwaukee Rep, that actually originated out at Arena Stage in Washington, D.C. And so we worked together on that project, and happy to report that now it's on its way to Broadway. So Milwaukee audiences have actually going to see it before Broadway audiences do.
That's pretty fantastic.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Now, as a managing director, I mean, I think a lot of people know what the artistic director does, or at least have some idea, and certainly what directors and actors do. But what are the responsibilities that you have as a managing director of any theater?
Sure. Most theaters in the United States, the chief executive position is split into two. They're basically co-chief executives. There's an artistic director who's in charge of the artistic side of the operations, and then there's the managing director that's in charge of the business side of the operations. The way I like to talk about it is that usually the artistic director sets artistic ambition, and the managing director is responsible to develop resource to match that artistic ambition. And so that's overall what I do. And in terms of day-to-day, I manage marketing, finance, development, operations, general management, facilities, all the fun stuff at theaters.
I was going to say, the buck stops with you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, or doesn't come out.
Exactly.
When you look at an operation like Milwaukee Rep before you came here, I know you had worked with them on the Janis Joplin piece, but when you're looking at it as, okay, I'm going to be the managing director, what strengths do you see coming in that are already in place for you to take advantage of?
At Milwaukee, it was incredibly attractive because the company is very strong in a multitude of different areas. The first thing that a managing director looks for is if they connect with the art. Basically, is the art good? Because if I'm in charge of selling it and marketing it and raising money for it, if the art isn't good, then there's a problem. And I saw several productions, and the art is world class. I don't think there's anything in the United States that can do work better than the Milwaukee Rep. And so that's the first thing that caught me. The second thing is that the finances are very solid. The company has seen 26% growth from 2010 to 2014 and have done it in a relatively stable way. No debt. We own our building. So financially, the company is very sound. It's been prudently managed, and the artwork is fantastic. So it's a great combination.
Is the fact that it's so fiscally sound a rarity in theaters these days? Because I have a feeling that with the crash of 2008, I know a lot of certainly smaller theaters struggled.
Yeah. You know, theaters by nature are up and down generally, fiscal year to fiscal year. And Milwaukee Rep isn't different. You know, some fiscal years we do much better, and some fiscal years we have a tough year because the theater business by nature is pretty volatile. But if you budget right, that should all be a good baseline. The baseline should increase. So nationwide, yeah, since 2009, 2010, those were really tough years financially for a lot of companies. Those companies that had managed themselves responsibly for the decades previously, many of them had reserves that they tapped into and weathered the storm. And companies that didn't have reserves or weren't stewarded in a good way had issues.
When you start, you know, you're looking at your first season as the managing director, where for you, I mean, I know you're not responsible for the artistic mm-hmm. vision so much, but you, as you say, you are responsible for making sure it happens.
Right.
What are you thinking going forward? Are there any major changes that you see that you want to make, or are things pretty solid the way they are?
You know, I came into the company and the company had adopted a strategic plan, and we're taking a look back at that strategic plan now. There are some pretty ambitious goals for the next 3 to 4 years, and I don't think there's anything that's going to change about those goals. There are some big projects in the work, and we're going to have to do some fundraising to meet those big projects. Overall, I think Mark and I, together as a team with the trustees, were responsible for setting the vision of the organization. I don't see any radical change to the Milwaukee Rep. The Rep doesn't need any radical change. But I think that we're all invested in making this community a better place and having stronger, deeper conversations with the citizens of Milwaukee and putting interesting conversation pieces on the table. And I think that's what Mark is really invested in. And I think that you'll see that grow over the next couple of years.
You mentioned probably one of the key things that every nonprofit has to think about, which is fundraising. I know you're just starting that process here for yourself, but it seems like that fundraising, even in a difficult economic situation, hasn't really dried up.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yeah. There's multitude lines of revenue from fundraising. There's usually government, corporations, foundations, individuals, and events. Those are the big five. At least when I take a look at the Rep, several of them are growing. And some of them have shrank. I mean, government support has shrank over the years. That's a national trend, but it's happened to the Rep as well. Foundation support has been relatively steady, but some foundations are changing their focus and other foundations are going to the arts and away from the arts. So you do see change in that area. I think as we look at our individual support and our special events and galas and that kind of stuff, very strong support from the community. One of the first things that I'm doing in my first couple of months are going out and meeting with a lot of donors. And there's a lot of people in this community that just love the Rep and they love what we do and they're willing to support us. And they're supporting us at greater and greater levels, which is always fantastic to see.
So do you think the model of the nonprofit regional theater is a strong one still? I know there's been talk that, you know, maybe we need to rethink how we fund, how we do theater, how we present it in the community, and that these are dinosaurs, that kind of funding doesn't exist anymore. People aren't thinking about it in the same way. But are you finding that to be true?
I think the funding sources have significantly changed over the years. But is the overall regional theater a dinosaur? No. I think that there are companies that are highly successful. I come from a company that's highly successful. The Rep is highly successful. So there are models that are still working very, very well in their communities. Now, those models have significantly changed over the decades. You know, when the Rep was founded 60 years ago, it's their 60th anniversary, I'm sure their funding models looked very different than what they are today. And speaking about my previous employer, Arena Stage, you know, 40 years ago, we got more in government support than we do today. And that's, you know, 40
in
years.
In those dollars.
Yeah, 40 years worth of, I mean, in those dollars, exactly.
Right.
So not even counting inflation. The way companies have been doing business has changed. And in the last 5 years, they've changed radically as well.
But it doesn't seem – I guess maybe the point is that it doesn't seem that people are interested in not going to the theater. And that seems to still be a very strong thing.
Yeah. I mean, our theaters are full. On many nights, on for many productions, they're full. So the level of interest is not waning. I think that we've seen as we've increased – over the last several years, our audiences have significantly grown over those years. And so it's not like we have empty theaters. In fact, we have very full theaters. So that's not a problem. I'm not concerned about people not wanting to see the theater. I'm concerned in places where funding might not necessarily be out of our control and we're hit with a surprise or something like that. That concerns me.
But it sounds like what you have in hand is a way to weather that.
Yeah. I mean, every theater company, you know, has operating budgets for fiscal years and then they have a balance sheet. And the thought process is in the healthy years, you had your balance sheet. So in the lean years, you can live off of your reserves. The theaters that have had trouble in the last 5-10 years that have gone out of business are ones that did not have healthy balance sheets going into the recession. And then the recession just was the straw that broke the camel's back. So, you know, one of the things that attracted me to the Rep is that we have a very healthy balance sheet. Even if we did have a tough year or two, the company could weather that. Now, we couldn't weather a tough 5 or 10 years. No theater company can. But the Rep's in a good financial position right now.
So looking forward for you, what are you most excited about?
Actually, we just started our first rehearsal for I Left My Heart, and that's Tony Bennett music, and it's going to land well with our audiences. But right beyond that is Ragtime, and it's the largest show that we've ever produced at The Rep. In fact, I was just walking the stage the other day and trying to figure out where they're going to put 35 actors because there's 35 actors in this show, and that is incredibly unusual for regional theaters to take on a project of that scope and scale. I don't think it's going to be anything like Milwaukee has seen before. I will say that when we put the tickets on sale just several weeks ago, that there was so much demand that our phone system failed.
It's pretty good when the phone system melts.
Well, there's you know, from a managing director, you have two responses. Your first response is, wow, it's an amazing amount of demand. The second response is, oh my God, our phone system just dropped. We've got to get the phones back up. But since then, sales have continued to be strong. We have several performances that are getting ready to sell out if they don't sell out today. And so I'm really excited about Ragtime. I think it's going to be a great start of our season. I think Milwaukee hasn't seen anything like it, and I think there's a lot of support out there for it.
Well, Chad, it is a pleasure to have you here. Welcome back to the Midwest.
Thank you.
And look forward to talking to you in the years to come.
Nice visiting with you.
Chad Bauman is the Milwaukee Repertory Theater's managing director. The Rep's 60th season opened on Friday with the cabaret show I Left My Heart in San Francisco. There's a link to their entire season at wuwm.com/lake effect. Coming up next, a documentary seeks to decode the meaning of life as answered in a Nevada desert. Keep listening. Lake Effect continues in just a moment on Milwaukee Public Radio.
I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me.